Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Thank you for listening.
There's a lot, not to compete with, you know, who we were just trying to promote, but there's a lot of cool older bands that are putting it together for summer tours.
It's oh, my neat. God. Vinny, I'll talk about it later because it's buried in my pile somewhere. But like two of my favorite bands are going to tour this summer. Unfortunately, they're coming nowhere near here. Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins and Pavement are going to tour.
That's right up your alley.
Right.
Ben Folds 5 and Cake are going to tour this summer.
Like I just said, a lot of old bands are just
unreal.
Dusting off the equipment and deciding to go out and do shows.
I know.
The Cult. Who's?
It's the Cult, Stone Temple Pilots.
And one other
and
band.
And Bush.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that too and went, wow.
Oh, crank this up.
The Cult. I love them so much.
Me too. Shock this. I'll turn it up louder than that. I want to like be in the middle. Boom, boom, boom. This is a bass line I can handle.
I love these guys. So have you seen them before?
I have. I can't remember when though. Years and years ago. Like I think maybe in St. Louis.
Yeah, they're so good. And I got to meet them.
Oh.
And it was one of those moments where I was just in the shadows kind of going, man, these guys are the coolest dudes.
This is the part. Crank this up. Sound shaker. All right. This drummer went on to drum for somebody else, right?
Matt Sorum went on to drum for Guns N' Roses.
That's right.
And the lead singer grabs me in the photo and hugs me. And I'm all, and the photo was ruined because I went, And so when they gave me the picture, they were like, Jesus, dude, lighten up. And I looked at it and, you know, this is obviously before Facebook, but it wouldn't have been Facebook worthy for sure.
Well, you'd have to put it up there if it was the
Can't
only shot
show
you
this
had.
To anybody.
Got to document your life in. It's
Do
Facebook.
I?
Well, anyway. Listen, I would have given the picture to Hooman and he would have put it up.
Right.
Because he's always looking for bad pictures of you to put up.
Oh, right. Mm. Sure. There's the next Alice.
Yeah, there's the next Alice Instagram, everybody. I know. So anyway, there's a bunch of stuff that like that we'll be talking about today. Oh boy, that just went away quick.
Well,
so did I get through everything I needed to do business wise? Celebrity Trash does have a sponsor. Here we go. Brought to you by Technology Credit Union. TechCU Bank, happily ever after. Visit techcu.com to get started. This is a surprise and kind of out of nowhere. I don't follow either Channing Tatum or his wife, Jenna Dewan.
I never knew how to say her last name.
But what do you mean follow?
I don't look at them on Instagram or have, you know, I don't follow any of their accounts or anything. But, you know, everything I've ever heard out of that camp has been pretty positive.
Uh-huh.
And he's always saying nice things about her. And once in a while, there'll be a story about, oh, my God, look how cute these guys are. In fact, one of these Instagram things I have here is from 2 weeks ago. They have a 5-year-old daughter. And they... Here, I'm going to send this over to you. This is looks like something that would happen at your house, Vinny. Because this is what happens when you have a 5-year-old. The caption reads, from Channing Tatum, "This is what it looks like when a little tyrant fairy artist holds you down and makes your face look better." And there's the two of them. And they've got their heads kind of, you know, touching. And it's the mom and the dad, Channing and Jenna. And they've... You know, they look like they've been having a nice day with their kid. And, so I feel like it's a little out of nowhere. And it's a very loving statement. They're breaking up. 9 years of marriage. And it's over. The statement is pretty long, but it includes this, which is adorable. "We have lovingly chosen to separate as a couple. We fell deeply in love so many years ago and have had a magical journey together. Absolutely nothing has changed about how much we love one another, but love is a beautiful adventure that's taking us on different paths for now. There are no secrets nor salacious events at the root of our decision, just two best friends realizing it's time to take some space and help each other live the most joyous, fulfilled lives as possible." So did they become roommates?
I was just about to say, so they don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
That's it.
Sick of boning each other. Happens, you know?
Well, yeah, I guess.
They're both 37.
Both they have one kid looking. Or two.
One, it says one daughter named Everly. She'll be five next month.
It's a cute name.
I know. It is cute. Everly.
I mean, the bummer about...
Everly is kind of a cute
name. I like
name.
It, yeah. I do like that name, actually.
Yeah.
I think Anthony Kiedis named his son Everly.
Oh.
But anyway, yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah, it's cute.
I started to... She started going, I'm going to put stars by the names I like. And I go, do whatever you want, because I know you're going to, and I don't... You're just going to get my hopes up, and I'm going to get bummed out when you choose something that I want no part of. But she's leaning towards a couple that have been on my list even from the first go-round.
Oh.
So when I heard that, I just went,
what are the finalists?
Oh, that's nice to hear. Okay.
Oh, God, you try not to get two.
That's cool. Whatever. Oh, my God, it's going to happen.
Is Ripley on the list?
Ripley's on the list, but I don't see that one happening. Mm-hmm. And I've been pushing for it, but I really don't think she's got the bravery to do that. I just don't think she does.
Why don't you tell her? I don't think you're brave enough for this one. But our daughter might be.
Yo, you think that the mind game will work on her?
Yeah, trick her.
I'm the only one that falls for your dumb crap. She's not going to fall for that.
I don't know. I think you can make it work, Vinny. Practice on me.
I don't think tell I can me. Make it work. But listen.
I don't know about Ripley. I think it might be.
The one that she's leaning towards. No, that's already gone.
Oh.
No, our good friends used that, and we can't go there. Yeah. We're good friends with them. Ugh. And I'm glad they did, because frankly, we didn't know we were having another kid. This was a complete... Mm. And that was the last try, too, by the way. This was not happening.
Mm.
It was the last basket. The last shot at the basket, I should say.
You got it in.
And it made it.
Mm.
I mean, it made it.
So what's the name that you're about to get excited about?
Well, I don't want... Should I say?
I don't know. It's up to you. I mean, you say everything else. I don't know why you're going to stop now.
The name that I've... Well, I'll just tell you the name I've loved forever. And I don't know that it's going to go... This is happening. But I have loved Edie.
Oh, I like Edie.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Just love it.
I know a little Edie who is just a talented little artistic...
Love it.
And I love her parents, too. Edie. Cute.
Like Edie. It was on my list... 5 years ago or whatever.
And it
didn't. Well, I don't, listen.
It's cute. It's
I love
cute
it.
Name. Yeah.
I love it.
Is Edie short for Edith?
It can be.
But you can just do it separate.
Well, we can do whatever we want.
That's true. Edie. Anyway, they have a daughter, Everly.
You know what I try to get pushed through?
Oh, go.
C.
C?
S-E-A. C. And so I go.
Really? You tried to push that through?
Well, I was like, yeah, how about this? C. And she goes, I don't get it. And I'm all, C, like the ocean, C. But you'd call someone C. What's the matter with that? She goes, because I'm thinking you're saying yes to me in Spanish.
C.
And I'm all, but we're not Spanish. Why would you think that?
And I might also say, see you next Tuesday. You know, can't have that.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what you mean.
You can think on it for a while.
Well, anyway.
I think you do now.
That one got shut down. That's another one of my kooky ideas. I like it, though.
I think I see problems with it.
Why? What's the problem?
Because I think people would look at it as a name and go, is her name Sia?
No. Or are they missing a word? Yeah. Or missing a letter?
Is it Sean without an N on the end? Like, I just think that...
Too many questions.
Worse than...
I don't know. Too many questions with that one.
Well, anyway.
Edie, straight ahead. That's a name.
Edie. C never made it past my first toss. Got shoved right back down my throat.
You're adorable, though. I mean, just the fact that you're sitting around thinking about names for your new little girl.
What?
It's great.
Like you don't do that?
No, of course you do. I'm just surprised you do.
Was C on your list?
It wasn't, no.
Man.
I mean, why don't you just name her, you know, Sand or Shore? Or, oh, Sand actually would be good because you got Sandy.
Yeah.
Name her Sand.
No.
Name her Shell.
Never mind. I'm sorry. What were you about to tell
name
us?
Name her Surfboard.
I'm so sorry,
Surfboard.
Channing Tatum and...
Jenna Dewan.
Yes.
So she's hot. There's a few pictures.
Well, she's an actress, right?
I think she is.
And a dancer.
Yeah, and a dancer.
They met on the set of Step Up in 2006. Here's just a couple. She's a hottie. She's super hot.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Anyway, too bad for them. Sucks.
You know what's weird about her is I've heard her name only because she's married to this guy, though. I've never seen her do anything.
No, I've never seen her, and I certainly didn't see Step Up. Is it that dance competition movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't recognize her even in a way... that she's married to him, really. I just know the name.
415 says the scuttlebutt is that Channing wanted more children, but with her husband's fame helping her out, she didn't. Helping out her career, she didn't want to.
Oh.
Well, it's her body.
Also, she's 37 and she might be like, I feel like we got one. It's great. Yeah. I'm done. Mm.
But I can see that. I mean, people really do. That breaks people up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And I also see, I'm watching the Mrs. body change. Mm. And she's not digging what's happening to her butt right now. I like it. It's pretty cute. But she's like, oh, look at this. Oh, man.
It is. It's hard when your ass gets really big. And it happens. Like, everything just spreads out. Ugh. I didn't get on my elliptical yesterday.
Oh, what happened? Oh, the greenhouse. Tell us everything.
I'm not going to tell you everything.
Why not?
Because it's boring. I built a greenhouse. And I'm not done with it. So we get the packaging, you know, and it's been a thing. But as I'm looking at this, and the assembly book is an inch thick.
Well, right? How big is the box? It's gigantic. Because
it's two gigantic boxes. And it's actually kind of a neat system, the way it all goes together. You know, there's like
these Lego just, or something.
Kind of like that, but it's, you know, you got to screw it all together. And it's fine. It's going to be great. But they say in the instructions, they're like, this will take two people half a day. So three of us worked on it yesterday. They started it at like 9 in the morning, and we stopped working on it at 6 p.m. and we're not done. Three people, all of whom are at least fairly handy. Like, each of us was taking different parts and trying to, you know, and working.
That's that right there is the problem with every home project of all time in the history of the world. Every single one takes 10 times longer than advertised.
They're like, two people, half a day. I'm like, yeah, if you mean 12 hours, like literally half of a 24-hour day.
When I put that finish on the garage, you know that?
Yeah.
That took 4 double-sized packages of the stuff that's supposed to be one package application. Like, it's impossible to do that in the way that the instructions say that it will work. It's just the way that stuff
but
goes.
But you did it, and it looks great.
Sure, it does, but I'm just saying.
And it feels good to do stuff, you know? You put stuff up, you go, I did that. Like, I like that. I take some pride in
and
that.
And then some guy's going to come over to your 4th of July party and knock the thing over.
Mm-mm. I'll kill that person, Vinny. Mm-mm.
Don't you want to see Bryn just karate kick right through there?
No, I don't.
Is it glass or
no, it's plastic. Plastic. Oh, okay. It's a pretty... Will you stop it? Two of you winking at each other. You're disinvited. That's what Vinny was
on my own
for,
birthday.
Anyway. Yeah, you're out on your birthday. You can only be in the front yard. I'll bring you a cupcake. Anyway, I put up 2 time lapses of it. And by the way, I couldn't even get the whole thing in the time lapse because the camera died after 8 hours of filming the damn thing.
That's how long that thing...
I'm telling you, forever. The first chunk is like 3.5 hours, and the second chunk is like 4.5 hours.
Wow, that time lapse...
really does shorten it down.
Yeah.
I think each one is like around 30 seconds or something.
Sweet.
It is going to look great, though. I'm super excited. Roseanne.
Yeah.
But going back to Celebrity
Trash. Hey, have you watched it yet?
I haven't, but everyone else on Earth has. You wouldn't believe the ratings. They just get bigger and bigger.
I watched 10 minutes of it, and you know what? I really liked it.
Oh,
I
didn't catch, you did.
I did. I didn't catch any of... It was just him and her in bed.
Yeah, that's the opening.
That's the opening.
Uh-huh.
I liked it. It was them again, and it's them in the too small of a bed. They're...
Yeah. I always laughed at that bed. Like, they're huge people, and there they are in that little, what seems like
a full size.
Yeah.
It's just way too small for those humans to get any kind of sleep in there. It just seems, it's obnoxious how uncomfortable that must be.
You think after they won the lottery, maybe they can get a bigger bed.
But the very thing that, the thing that cracked me up right out of the gate is when she wakes him up, he's got the CPAP on his
yeah,
face.
Or oh, snoring. God, right. Yeah.
It was just, that's, there it is. Could there be anything less attractive than having to see the mask on?
Yeah, snoring is less attractive than that.
Yeah.
So anyway, the return of Roseanne was even bigger than we originally thought because 18 million people tuned in last Tuesday night when it actually aired.
Mm-hmm.
Another 6.6 million watched over the next 3 days on their DVR.
Oh,
that's actually a record for 3 day playback. The previous record holder was the 2014 series premiere of How to Get Away with Murder. Mm-hmm. Did you wind up watching that?
I never watched it.
That was almost...
Is that Viola Davis? Or who is...
I don't know who the star of that was.
I never watched that.
Mm-hmm. That one, actually, I don't know how many people watched when it actually aired, but the three-day DVR playback, because I think if you keep it on your DVR longer than 3 days, it's not going to count toward the cumulative...
Oh, is that right?
Something like that. They measure the, you know, you taped it, do you watch it within the next 3 days? And that one was almost 6 million. This was like 6.6 million who watched Roseanne in the next 3 days. On top of that, ABC re-aired the premiere on Sunday night and another 4.3 million people tuned in. So that bumps the grand total to 29.4 million people.
Wow.
Two million more than the Oscars average this year.
Oh,
plus, even more people are going to see it on ABC streaming, and it'll be on Hulu at some point.
Wow, I bet Roseanne's going to be making so much money.
Mm. Maybe is she going back to this because she needs money? Like, feels like she should have all the money.
She's got a good amount of money. Maybe she just wanted to be back in there.
What's her net worth?
I think she has a lot to say.
Oh. Well, you know what I also think?
Mm-hmm.
There was so much turmoil in that woman's life as that, like, it got too huge almost for anybody, and she was making bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that she necessarily handled all that as well as she probably won. I don't know. I can't answer for her, but I bet she's probably stoked to have experience that she's had.
She'll and be
now
able to handle
get another,
it now.
Another look at it and be able to. She's talented. There's no question about that. And I always thought the show was really well written and pretty good. But it just, as it went along and she went through divorce and then it was Tom Arnold and then she was with. Was it her security guard?
Yeah, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Ben somebody.
I don't remember
Carson.
His last name.
No,
but...
not Carson. Ben somebody.
There was so much turmoil going on in her personal life that I don't know that there was any... She even...
Didn't she fight with the producers and one of the producers, executive producers, left? It was a whole thing.
I know she fought for her vision of what the show should be.
Yes.
Which most creative people would try to
do. Why wouldn't you? Of course
But as
would.
A woman, she probably dealt with a bunch of BS on top of...
The last we heard was that she was living in Hawaii with like a macadamia farm.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And is she married to someone else?
Ben Thomas.
Is that who it is? Is she married right now?
I thought that
now?
Was a security guard. Though.
It was
yeah,
security
that was
guard,
before, then but then she hooked up with someone else. But I don't know if she married that guy for a fourth marriage.
So we don't know if she's married right now.
Brynn, you looking at her bio right now?
So she must have got sick of farming right then, I guess.
I'll look it up.
She's a big pot person, too.
Oh, maybe she's growing weed on her new farm in Hawaii. Or maybe she just abandoned the farm and went, that sucks, I'm going back to Hollywood.
I interviewed her once and I thought she was brilliant.
Oh.
You did?
She had a lot to say and no matter what subject you threw at her, she had something to say. It was great.
Huh.
I like impressed. People like that. You could bring up anything and have a conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. She's labeled as divorced. She is not.
Oh.
No partner listed on there?
No partner listed.
And just really quickly, ESPN's long-awaited streaming, ESPN Plus, is getting launched, it says next, the 12th, April 12th, $5 a month. And if you sign up, you get access to hundreds of hours of professional and college sports, their whole library of programming, and it's offering stuff like rugby and cricket matches, too, which that appeals to someone, I'm sure. People are saying that it's a lot like ESPN 3. Now that they're seeing, I don't know, man. I don't have any. I mean, I assume I have some ESPNs. I know I have a boy who watches ESPN.
Right.
They're saying it's a lot like ESPN 3 with additional Major League Baseball and NHL coverage. It's not going to include all the premier games that are just broadcast on the regular ESPN network. But if you're, I don't know, I'm sure they will get a lot of people who subscribe at $5 a month. I just don't.
Well, so this is for people who, excuse me, don't have cable.
Oh,
the streaming. I'm guessing you're bringing this through your computer.
I guess
or
you could, right?
An app on your phone.
Yeah, I was still thinking my TV. I guess just thinking Netflix or something. But right, most people, a lot of people, don't have to. They're like, I don't have a TV. I watch it on my iPhone, iPad, whatever.
Okay, so stream. Okay, I get it. So that's it's for people without cable,
right?
Okay,
if you want it. And that's it for the trash. What's coming up?
Well, Stormwatch, Sarah.
Stormwatch.
We got a doozy coming.
2018.
Also, weddings make the news and more after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? Here's what's happening. So Villanova won the big college basketball national championship last night.
Congratulations.
Yep. Did you win some money?
No, Vin. I did not.
So Stormwatch is on.
Oh. What's going to happen?
We were told the last big storm moving through California was 2 weeks ago.
That's what we were told, Vinny.
We got another Pineapple Express taking aim at the Bay Area. It's a very late season storm. It's unusual. And they're warning everyone to be ready Thursday evening through Saturday. So are you going to be ready with the yard by Thursday?
I am going to be ready, Vinny. I'm going to pull in all my outdoor cushions.
Oh, because you already put them out.
I did. As soon as it stopped raining, I'm like, I'm going to get the cushions out so I can sit on the deck. What are you going to do? What do you have to do to batten down the hatches?
Nothing.
Actually, I might get up on the roof and clean the gutters this week.
Oh.
Just make sure that they're all cleaned out.
Really?
My roof isn't high. It's low.
Oh, that actually leads me to the story I was going to do about roofers.
Oh.
A 29-year-old guy named Mariano Hernandez was arguing with his girlfriend at their apartment in Altamont Springs, Florida a few weeks ago. At the same time, some roofers were putting on new shingles outside.
Oh.
As one of them headed down the ladder, he went right in front of Mariano's window and interrupted the argument. Mariano was so mad about getting interrupted that he was, I'm yelling over here. Don't interrupt me. I'm on a roll. I'm trying to tell this person what's what. Don't interrupt me.
Boy.
So he, all of a sudden, aimed his anger at the roofer. He ran outside and started throwing things up the ladder at them. And then he shook the ladder, which is what brought me to that story from earlier. I asked you earlier, what are you afraid of? What things, you know, scare you?
A scary dude screaming up a ladder and shaking the ladder, I would definitely be scared. I mean, that hasn't occurred to me before, but yes, that's one of the things I'm afraid of.
So you're not a dude. You didn't deal with all the things dudes do to each other. But I swear there's plenty of times when you say, hold this ladder. I got to get up there and get something. And then there you are. And someone goes, G-g-g-g-g-g.
Don't shake me like that. Don't do it.
Yeah, stop it. Look at you. You're scared.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to pee down this ladder on
you. I might fall. That's why. So this is one of the things that made me think of that.
Just clinging to a ladder. Yeah. Oh, don't stop shaking it.
God, man. The heck? Anyway, so he starts shaking the ladder trying to make him fall, and that didn't work. Then he grabbed his gun and fired two shots at him.
Oh my God, this guy's going crazy. I'm trying to put a roof on your house, jerko.
The cops didn't catch him right then, and he did not hit the construction guys.
Thank God. I mean, day is over for them, right? They're like, well, that's as much time as I'm
well
spending
as
on
job,
your
yeah.
roof.
Yeah, we're going to call it.
Yeah. You can find another roofing company to finish your roof for you.
The cops tracked him down 5 days later and arrested him on several charges, including 4 counts of attempted homicide. Yeah.
Yeah, Heights. That girl needs to get that dude out of her life anyway. I mean, get the locks changed, lady.
Heights are, like, probably the thing.
Yeah.
For me. And I'll still go up on heights.
You bungee jumped. I mean,
I know. I'll do stuff. I'm not saying that I won't. And I always go to the edge of stuff to look down. Always.
So it's not a debilitating fear. It's a healthy fear of not wanting to fall off something to your death.
Well, right. I can't do the stuff where you get right on the ledge with your toes hanging.
No.
I can't hang 10 off a ledge. I do that 1 foot back thing. Let me get up here.
Right.
But I got to have a foot back.
Yeah. I actually lay down on my belly and crawl to the edge and just put one eye over.
Me too.
I can't say I've never done the belly crawl to the edge of something.
That's the only thing. Because I'm afraid like a phantom wind will come and just knock me off.
And I just told you. And boys do this to each other. The second you get comfortable and start looking at something, someone will grab your
arm. I'm going to say, don't say that's a boy thing. Say that's a jerk thing. Jerks do that. Don't do that.
Right. But girls don't do that to each other.
Because the girls aren't jerks, Vinny.
Hot ass Danielle would not walk up
I can picture hot ass Danielle thinking that was hilarious.
Really?
Grabbing you. And yeah. She's got a terrible sense of humor.
By the way, I think I just read on. She does.
No, but I can. I don't know. I mean, that's like a jerky thing to do. Like, you know.
Well, boys are jerks to each other. You didn't know that?
I did know that. I had a brother growing up. Remember?
God, one of the things that I remember. You guys ever used to dead leg each other where you'd walk up and knee someone right on the
Charlie horse?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Man, if you took the knee in the right spot, you would actually fall over because you just could.
Crumpled.
That's boy stuff. Mm. No one did that to you, did they?
That's jerk
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I had two brothers.
Yeah. Brothers? Yeah, we grew up with brothers.
Your right. brothers did that
oh,
to
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah. We used to get down with each other for sure.
So you must have done it back to them, making you
course.
A jerk as well.
We used to do stuff all the time. Unfortunately, my brothers would pull knives on each other, so that was... I never pulled a knife on my brother,
God,
but my brothers
Jesus.
Would.
Yeah. Oh.
They pulled knives on each other, yeah. for real?
Well, you know, you're fighting, and then you run to the kitchen and each pull out a knife. Come on!
Oh, they didn't just pull out their handy-dandy switchblade.
No, because kitchen knife.
So that was their way to end it, because both of them knew...
Well, I would stand between them and be like...
Oh, that's
cut
smart.
It out. Well, yeah, you know.
We're a knife family.
Getting stabby with it.
Yikes. All right.
That is so
well, I would
funny.
Think that, because me and my brother did used to fight, but the one time it got real, what went through my head was, my mom's going to be so mad if I knock my brother's teeth out. Mm. Like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing I was more worried about than him getting a punch in.
The healthy fear of parents.
Yeah. My dad's going to kill me if I hurt this kid.
Absolutely.
But there we
Doesn't
were.
Doesn't matter that he caused it. He's the reason this whole thing happened.
My brother.
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah. He was. He kicked my car in.
Of course. It's always your brother. It's never you.
Because I wouldn't give him
general,
any more
people.
Beer. He'd already had too many.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, you can't have any more beer. Forget it.
What a family.
So he kicks my car
so funny.
In. The hell?
So would you tell your mom about what he did?
Well, no, we ended up, I saw what he did to my car and tracked him down, and this is in Pacific Beach, and beat him up right there in the lawn, somebody's lawn.
That's mature.
Well, what was I supposed to
do? You couldn't tell your dad that you did it, because then you'd be like, why did he do it? Well, it's because I wouldn't give him more of my beer.
And then everybody got in trouble. That's why you had to keep that stuff from the parents.
And you just get stitches.
Yep.
What?
You heard me.
Snitches get stitches, baby.
Your brother never gave you a dead leg, did he?
Sure. Kick out your legs? People do that. That's lame. I've had that in the last 2 years. Someone did that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
Not a Charlie horse, right?
No, like when you kick the back of somebody's knee and you fall over.
Oh, no. This is where you get someone right on the side of the thigh and it hurts so
bad. Oh, no, I've had that for sure, but not the last 2 years. Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, oh. Dude, I had that at this time of Seuss did that to me.
Oh, my God. Back to the time
still
of
hurts.
Seuss.
The lady effed me up.
It still hurts.
I'm telling you, I can find the sore spot. Oh, all right. What else is happening, Ben? This is fun so far. Good times, man.
You know, you really should take recommendations from your boy about massage. He seems to know the very best ones in the world.
Yeah, apparently.
But I like it painful.
Yeah,
so.
He likes it painful. I would never go to a masseuse that he recommended. Never. Because he wants
Didn't
to get beat up.
Didn't you go to a 3-hour massage that was the best massage
therapy? Yeah, Bryn went too.
Right.
He was like the best Thai massage guy in the world.
Yeah, but he's the best masseuse in the world. But it's a, you know, it's a 4-hour massage.
No thanks. World. Oh my God.
We met him from Massage with Balls at Wanderlust. Yeah,
what?
In Tahoe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Massage with Balls.
Yeah, it was a really interesting class.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Super cool. You learned so much that you can massage yourself. You don't have to go
with
to
your own balls?
With balls that you own.
Amazing.
Yeah, a bunch of balls. You find different shapes and sizes of balls, and then you rub it against your back or wherever you'd like it.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Fun.
It's great.
Massage with balls.
Relief.
We're like 4-year-olds.
I know. Of course we are.
Balls.
Ooh, balls.
Say
balls.
It 5 more times.
Yeah. Massage with balls.
Wedding season is here, everyone.
Oh, hurrah.
In 2016.
The two of you are both planning weddings, so how's that going?
Yeah, how's that going?
What now?
Who are you talking to?
Vinny and Brinny.
Oh.
The two people who are planning weddings right now. Both of you are affianced.
You know what's so funny? I really wanted to have gout with them so we could share that together.
Aww.
And then I just don't think I do. But, you know, here we are. We both have, you know, soon to be married in common, and we just can't.
Neither
get
of us
down
are planning.
Really.
We don't
talk about it.
Not planning, to be honest. I mean,
this doesn't come up ever. Doesn't. Yeah, we're gonna have to find something else.
Yeah,
the you wedding need some thing. Other thing. It in doesn't. Common. Yeah.
Maybe you could join his Kuxel Wand school. Stop what? There on your way home.
We might have tendonitis in common.
Oh, you have that?
Oh, you guys.
Unless that's gout. Unless that's also gout.
Gout?
My finger, yeah.
You can't have gout in your finger?
You can have it, but I'm not sure what this is. It's just sore. It's been, I can't really crack it either, you know? It's one of those where you feel like you need to release it.
Yeah.
But I can't. So I'm not sure. Maybe I should check.
You have that finger?
Don't pull on it, though. That seems even.
Feels good.
Does it?
Yeah.
He's doing it, everyone.
There's no sound.
You can't even. I know, but that's why it's not letting go. So it seems like something bad's gonna happen there.
Yeah, it feels tight.
Anyway, wedding season. The standard wedding cost of marrying couples and their families is $35,329 in San Francisco. It's $43,000 to get married.
That's a lot of money to throw a big party.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it is, and it is a big party. It's funny. I don't have interest in that. I mean, other than I can't wait for
my day.
I mean, that's going to be the best thing ever.
If I have to be, I'll be
there. The best day of my life, I'm
right.
sure. But it is supposed to be a big party.
Oh, sure.
And parties aren't cheap.
No.
You know, you got to get...
You can throw a cheap party. It's just, you know, it is your big day. And it just gets out of control is what happens. You say, we're only having a few people. And we're going to do it real simple. We'll do it. And then just thing after thing keeps coming. And then we're going to do flowers. And we need a venue. And the food. And then it just becomes so expensive. So much money.
I really like.
So they're at my backyard, and we'll have hamburgers.
Well, I actually was going to say I really like that wedding out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. I don't know where that.
The one that's already ended.
That's what I heard. Mm. That it's not.
Not winning.
Right. That it's
after
not
we
winning.
Drove all over creation trying to find that place.
Well, I've told you many times that is one of my problems with weddings: is you people drag me out for that day. You better make a good run of it.
Mm. Minimum 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
What did that one last, a year and a half?
I don't know.
Has it even been that long?
I don't even know.
Well, time is flying. It's probably been 10 years.
You think so?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I think Vaughn's been with us for 2 years.
Oh my God, has he really?
Yeah.
Was right he there? Did he
no,
go?
He's no, he's not, but he...
He replaced her.
And there was V before
Vaughn. No, that was V.
That's right. Oh my God.
But V only seemed like she worked for us for a couple months.
That
was about a year, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I saw her the other day walking down the street.
I like her.
You did?
Yeah.
Is she the one that moved to Washington State?
Yes. Yeah. So I said, hey, how's it going? She goes, well, I'm about to graduate and I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. And I looked at her and I go, maybe you shouldn't have left our morning show. And she goes, you're right. And I said, all right, well, take care.
See you later.
Have a good one. Bye-bye, then. No room for you anymore.
Yeah.
That ship keeps sailing. Speaking of the sands of the hourglass.
Oh, these are the days of our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Something like that.
All right. So.
Harold Holland and Lillian Barnes of Kentucky got married on Christmas Eve way back in 1955.
Oh.
He's 83 now, and she's 78.
Hmm.
They had 5 kids in less than 10 years, and... According to the story, Harold's job took a toll on them. Also, the 5 kids, you know, took a toll on them. And they split up in 1967. He admits it was all his fault. He worked too much. He eventually got remarried about 8 years later, but his wife passed away back in 2015.
Oh.
Lillian has been remarried twice, and her husband also died in 2015. So these two find themselves single again after, you know.
Years and years of various marriages.
50 years after their divorce, they find themselves at a family reunion and they start talking. You see where this is going?
I do.
They stayed friends after their divorce, but they weren't close anymore.
Well, they had 5 kids together,
right.
So it makes sense that they sort of knew each other's whereabouts, etc.
But here they are reconnecting in their old age, and all of a sudden, they're dating again.
Oh.
And on April 14th, they're getting hitched. They're going to remarry after more than 50 years of being apart.
They should have just stuck it out.
One of their grandkids is a minister in New Orleans, and he's going to do the ceremony.
Oh, that's so cute.
Lillian says she and Harold still have a lot in common, and even though they got divorced, Harold says they never really fell out of love with each other.
Aww. That's really cute. How funny, too. Like, every kid who's a whose parents are divorced has that feeling like, God, I just, if only my parents would get back together, things would be so simple, and we'd just have, like, our one little family unit, and now, 50 years later, the kids are all like, a little too late!
Oh, really?
A little too late, Mom and Dad.
That's too bad.
I wonder if they had a bunch of kids with other people, too.
Doesn't say.
All messy half-sisters and brothers.
After you have five kids, don't you stop?
You're done.
Doesn't Lillian say,
well, she might have stopped, but, you know, maybe he, as he married someone else, maybe he had a whole other family. Dudes do that.
All those mouths got to yeah, but all those mouths got to eat, man.
Yeah. Be working even harder.
Yeah. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
That's romantic. I like that one. A legendary San Francisco DJ has passed, and we're going to talk about that for a second. And then, You Be the Judge. Two songs, side by side. Did Ed Sheeran steal this song from someone else? I love those after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.